I'm in it for the long run, the minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run, the hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run, the laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run, even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where we're exploring my more than 60-year journey through the musical world. And now we're getting up to about the year 2008, if you can believe that. And Carol and I had been going to Ireland in the winter months for, this was our 10th year. And the very first year we were there, we made a record with the Lee Valley String Band in Cork. To celebrate their 30th anniversary, the session started in, 1868. it was 1968. At any rate, it was a long session, 30 years at that point. And here we were, 2008, and it was 40 years. And I said, well, you know, let's keep going here and make ourselves another record to celebrate the milestone. And everybody seemed to think that was a good idea. And it gave me a chance to go down to Cork and spend time with some of my favorite people. And among those in that band, I'd hate to play favorites, but I'd have to say just about my favorite person was Chris Toomey, who sadly is no longer with us. Chris was just a great original person and a wonderful spirit. And really, he was the original member of that session and who is still in the band and sadly missed. So let's listen to Chris do a great old country song, The Tennessee Border.
Her eyes were blue, her hair was auburn, her smile was like an angel face. She was her daddy's only daughter on the Tennessee border. One night I took a ride just across that line. I picked her up in a pickup truck and she broke this heart of mine. Her mama said no, she's my only daughter, but we got married on the Tennessee border. She broke this heart of mine. Her mama said no, she's mommy daughter, but we got married on the Tennessee border. She broke this heart of mine. Her mama said no, she's my only daughter, but we got married on the Tennessee border.
the Tennessee border there, Chris Toomey doing the singing. That's an old Hank Williams Jimmy Work song, a pretty rare item to be hearing these days. I love the song. Her personality made me want her. What a great line. Every time I think of Chris Toomey, I've got a smile. He was just one of those people. Played the auto harp on that, and he also played other instruments, the concertina, the mandolin, the guitar. And as I say, he was sadly missed. I can't hardly think of the Lee Valley String Band without Chris Toomey. One of the other great singers in this band is Brendan Butler, and here's a song that you might be familiar with up here in Vermont, because it was written by Bob Amos, who's living up in St. Johnsbury now, but Brendan learned it from the band called Front Range, which Bob was a member of out in Colorado before he came back to Vermont. Made this record before I knew Bob. I subsequently did meet Bob and have played with him up here in Vermont, but I didn't know him when we made this record, and it's always nice to have that association. So here's his great song with Brendan Butler singing it, The Wild River Rolls.
It's told.
with our Wild River Rolls, Bob Amos's great song, and that's Brendan Butler, the Lee Valley String Band. You know, this band has so much energy. That's one thing I love about them. When you listen to this, that energy just comes right across to you that they are a no-holds-barred outfit down there in Cork, and that's one of the reasons I love them. Let's listen to the real leader of this band now. It's a Democratic band, but they do have a leader. His name is Mick Daly, and Mick's been in quite a few different groups over the years, a very influential person in Irish music and modern Irish music. And here's Mick doing the classic Hank Williams number, which I've recorded myself with the Blue Velvet Band, and Mick unearthed a couple of verses I'd never heard of Hank's. This is My Sweet Love Ain't Around.
Can't you hear that rain fall? Listen to that lonesome sound. Lord, my poor old heart is breaking. Who's my sweet loving around? Memories come back to haunt me, and my dream has come fell down. This old world is dark all around me. Who's my sweet loving? Got to leave this weary town. This old place is way too lonesome. It's my sweet love ain't around. Listen to that lonesome sound. Lord, my poor heart is breaking. 'Cause my sweet love ain't around. 'Cause my sweet love ain't around. 'Cause my sweet love ain't around.
My Sweet Love Ain't Around, Mick Daly and Chris Toomey on the harmonies from the Lee Valley String Band, our 2008 recording to celebrate 40 years of this session going on. And the great instrumentalist from the States, Dirk Powell, was a good friend of Mick Daly's, and Mick emailed him to let him know that we were doing this album 10 years after the last one, and his response was, "Prolific or what?" And that's the title of this album, "Prolific or What?" And I'll leave you to find out what the what is in that thing. Any rate, it was always fun to work with this gang, and I always enjoy hearing this music once again. You might think that after 30 or 35 years or 40 years or how many years of making albums, that I would have gotten jaded or tired or something, or sick of it or whatever. And that has never happened to me, thank God. And one reason is that new voices still continue to excite me. And my wife Carol's cousin Max asked me if I would listen to a young woman named Naomi Summers. And I did. I went down to Connecticut, where her father, Dad Phil Rosenthal, was part of the Seldom Seen Bluegrass Band at one point. Any rate, I went down to hear her and immediately felt that her voice was something special. And as I got to know her and listen to her songs, I became more and more convinced that she was a special artist and someone that I would want to work with. And here, listen to this song. I think this is a very unusual song, and her voice is immediately captivating as far as I'm concerned. It's Naomi Summers singing her song, Mama's House.
She took me to her home in the deep south, where the locals talk out the side of their mouth, where crawfish is king and jazz is free. She let Marie Laveau work her voodoo on me. Was it Carrollton or St. Charles? Was it the big parade or the loudest bars? Was it Southern hospitality that made her take care of me? She said, that's the way we do it here. Can I get you something else, my dear? Take me down to your mama's house. Let me see the town all those songs are about. With a sweet old smile, the Spanish moss and the Cajun style. After school, walking fast, a kid in this town with its shady past. From slavery to poverty, wouldn't you still be angry? Take me down to your mama's house. Let me see the town all those songs are about. Now I will not look at you the same. I've seen where you got those eyes. I've heard where you got your name. Flood, will it keep us dry when the road turns to mud? In 20 years when the oceans rise, will New Orleans be just a look in her eyes? When the jazz funeral's marching by, do the crescent cities last for prize? Take me down to your mama's house. Let me see the town all those songs are about. Now I will not look at you the same. I've seen where you got those eyes. I've heard where you got your name.
Summers, Your Mama's House. I just love that song, and I love her voice singing it. That's her brother Daniel playing the trumpet there, which is so evocative of New Orleans. The whole song is about New Orleans, and it just draws me in. Listening to it all over again, I'm the pictures she paints and the sounds and everything about it. It says New Orleans to me, and that's a city I dearly love. Naomi could also do other kinds of songs, and one real surprise to me was a song that she'd done with had a duo with another girl, Lisa Bestoni, and this is a song that they started doing, the Don Gibson classic, Sea of Heartbreak.
On the harbor, they don't shine for me. I am like a lost ship, adrift on this sea of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on a sea of tears, a sea of heartbreak. How did I lose you? Where did I fail? Why did you leave me? To sail this sea of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on a sea of tears, sea of heartbreak. What would I give to sail back to shore? Back to your arms once more. Come to my rescue. Come here to me. Take me and keep me away from this sea, the sea of heartbreak. Lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on a sea of tears, a sea of heartbreak. Lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on a sea of tears, a sea of heartbreak.
Richard Bailey on the banjo, Al Berkins on the dobro, Tim Crouch on the fiddle, Naomi Summers and Lisa Bastoni singing Don Gibson's classic Sea of Heartbreak. And that just shows me that Naomi could really sing almost any kind of song, and that to me is a sign of a great singer. I'm also a believer in songs. I really believe in the power of a good song. And of all the songs that Naomi brought me, this is the one that really stood out to me above all the others, although they were all quite good. This is called Gentle as the Sun, and it's the title of the album. The album came out on her dad's label, American Melody. It's a family record label, and it's available through their website primarily, and Naomi decided to follow her heart and wound up going to Germany and getting married there and starting a family there. So you wouldn't have heard her around here too much in recent years. But when I listen to this album, I would encourage you to look her up and listen to this song now, Gentle as the Sun.
Just a few simple words. No, there's not much to say. And if you were here, I'd not be talking anyway. Just wish that you could know, or for one moment see, that since I saw you last, everything's changed to me. I hear the highway song, it sings to me all night long, tells me to take my car, head for that western star. Now can you feel it too? The motion inside of you, it's hard as a driving rain, fast as a speeding train. Gentle as the sun about to explode. I knew that our time was brief. I knew that you had to leave. Yet I lost track of time. Your goodbye took me by surprise. As I stood gazing up at you and beyond you into the blue, you smiled so gracefully, kissed me like a symphony that's still sounding in my ears. Will it be days or years until we meet again? Our path lies around the bend. Loud as a silent plea, easy as a secret code, gentle as the sun about to explode.
Gentle as the Sun, Naomi Summers, and that's the title of the album on American Melody Records. Look it up. I think if you got a hold of it, you would really thank me. I'd like to think that. So another artist that came my way this time, just about the same time, 2008, was a good year for me for lots of reasons, all these musical reasons. My old friend Jerry Jeff Walker got in touch with me and asked me to kind of connect with a singer and a songwriter named Mickey Clark. And at the same time, Sam Bush got in touch with me, a great mandolinist and from Kentucky, from Bowling Green originally. And Mickey is from Louisville. He was calling me up to tell me about Mickey Clark. And Mickey had been trying to get a hold of me, and he asked Sam, and Sam asked me if it was all right if Mickey looked me up, and I said certainly. And once Mickey and I connected, it was amazing to both of us that we hadn't connected before, because our paths could have crossed anywhere from the Greenwich Village in the 60s to Nashville in the 70s. We had both been in the same places at the same time, almost, and almost crossed paths, but we never did. And after a stint in Nashville, writing songs and trying to get that brass ring, Mickey moved back to Louisville, and his other passion in life is basketball, works for the Louisville Cardinals, the basketball team. And and once I got to meet him, though, and listen to his songs and listen to his voice, I said, let's do something. And so we did. And here's a song he wrote about a guy who lived on the Ohio River, which is, of course, the dominating feature of Louisville, Kentucky. Shantyboat Bill.
It was a cold, gray day on the river when I met old Bill. I was a shivering kid, but his whiskey took away the chill. He showed me his shanty boat, and I became his friend. But my daddy caught me and took me away with him. Daddy said shanty boat Bill, it was a no good kind. He spends all his odd job money on whiskey and wine. And don't ever let me catch you here again. But every day I'd slip away just to see my old friend. Shanty boat Bill is a muddy water river man. He knows the Ohio like the lines in the palm of his hand. He lives in a handmade rundown shanty boat just up the creek. And his bloodshot eyes ain't telling the secret he keeps. Shanty boat Bill, it came from down in New Orleans. Showed me pictures of steamboat captains and Cajun queens. And then one day when the river was rising fast, he poured his life out to me like whiskey into a glass. He put on a moth-eaten suit he took from a carved oak chest. They said he wore it as a captain of the River Queen, one of the best. Till a storm and a raging river sent her out of control. And three men died at the falls of the Ohio. Shanty boat Bill is a muddy water river man. The Ohio like the lines in the palm of his hand. He lives in a handmade a rundown shanty boat just up the creek. And his bloodshot eyes ain't telling the secret he keeps. Thank you. tear in Bill's eye as he looked into the setting sun. He said, the bottle is my captain now, whiskey's the river we'll run. He closed his Mark Twain eyes and went to sleep. I went home crying with the secret I vowed to keep. Shanty Boat Bill is a muddy water river man. He knows the Ohio like the lines in the palm of his hand. He lives in a handmade, a rundown shanty boat just up the creek. And his bloodshot eyes ain't telling the secret he keeps. Shanty Boat Bill is a muddy water river man. He knows the Ohio like the lines in the palm of his hand. He lives in a handmade rundown shanty boat just up the creek. And his bloodshot eyes ain't telling the secret he keeps. And his bloodshot eyes ain't telling the secret he keeps.
Shanty Boat Bill there. Mickey Clark with his own song about the riverboat man and in Louisville, Kentucky, where Mickey is from. Mickey, as I said, we had spent time in various places that I had spent time. One of them was Greenwich Village in New York. And during the folk years, there was a wonderful singer there, songwriter Paul Siebel. And Paul also came up to Woodstock and sang on the Woodstock Mountains album that we did in 1977 or so. And one of my favorite people, Paul shied away from the music business and didn't care for the business part of the music. And he kept a very low profile. But this is a song that I'm sure many of you will be familiar with. It's a great, great song. And Mickey Clark sings it as good as anybody I've ever heard it. Louise.
Well, they all said Louise was not half bad. It was written on the walls and window shades. And how she'd act, the little girl, a deceiver. Don't believe her, that's her trade. Sometimes a bottle of perfume, flowers, and maybe some lace. Man brought Louise 10-cent trinkets. Their intentions were easily traced. And everybody knew what time she cried. But women like Louise, they get by. Everybody thought it kind of sad. when they found Louise in her room. They'd always put her down below their kind. Still some cried when she died this afternoon. Louise rode home on the mail train, and somewhere to the south I heard him say, and too bad that it ended so worldly. Too bad she had go this way, where the wind, it is blowing cold tonight. Good night, Louise, good night. Good night, Louise, good night.
Clark there with Paul Siebel's classic Louise, and I think Mickey sings that as good as anybody I've ever heard. Mickey Clark is one of these people that you really love in this world because of his determination and his faith. He's getting up into his 70s now, early 70s. And he's never given up his faith in music and his songs and himself. And he loves to play, and he still loves to write. He just loves to do this. And I have all the time in the world for people like that. So here's a song that Mickey has written that has a great message. And he's joined on this song by our friends John Prine and his friend Jerry Jeff Walker and Kinky Friedman, of all people. And the message is, don't piss on my boots and tell me it's raining.
Well, the man down at the auto mart said he had a perfect ride for me. A low mile is one on a beauty that's pristine clean. Only driven to church on Sunday, parked inside a garage all week. I said, buddy, you're slicker than a sugar's oil dripping out from underneath. I said, don't piss on my boots and tell me it's raining, 'cause you know this ain't my first rodeo. You got that do me in love, it's a page from that age old playbook. Why don't you take this car and stick it where the sun don't blow?
I could tell the politician was lying, 'cause his lips, they were a moving, asking me for my vote on my TV. Well, it sure plumb hard to swallow that snake oil that he's selling, and I sure ain't gonna bet the ranch on those tall tales that he's telling.
I said, don't piss on my boots and tell me it's raining, 'cause you know this ain't my first rodeo. You got that dimmy in love, it's a page from that age-old playbook. I can't vote for you or any other Larry Curley or Moe. Thank you.
I saw that.
Thought she was pure as the driven snow.
She's no joke.
She wanted me to marry her and live real large.
That large part, watch it. I happened on her MySpace
and her YouTube expose.
I saw that too.
I said, honey, you sure do look real good.
You look good, baby.
And I got other trails to blaze.
I said, don't piss on my boots and tell me it's raining. Dog, you know this ain't my first rodeo.
If I make it to the pearly gates and I get to meet my maker,
what are you gonna say?
I guess it'll be my time to come real clean.
Clean as the driven snow.
Well, I know that I ain't been perfect.
Yes, you've been close.
And on that final judgment day,
watch out.
There won't be an old white lies told, cause I don't wanna hear him say, yeah, I don't piss on my boots and tell me it's raining.
Raining, Lord, Lord, Lord.
God, you know this ain't my first rodeo. I got that to me in love.
It's a page from an age-old playbook. I'm sorry, cowboy, but they're waiting for you down below. Everybody singing now.
I said, don't piss on my boots and tell me it's raining. Cause you know this ain't my first rodeo. I got that do me in love. It's a page from an age-old playbook. It's time to hit the trail, I gotta giddy up on the bank.
Don't piss on my boots and tell me it's raining. Mickey Clark with John Prine, Jerry Jeff Walker, and Kinky Friedman, the almost governor of Texas, in the beautiful harmonic chorus on that. It's just beautiful. It brings tears to my eyes. It would bring tear to a glass eye, as they used to say on the Opry. So that's Mickey Clark, folks. And like so many artists these days, Mickey is kind of doing it himself. And if you want to find Mickey Clark, go to his website and you'll find him. And you can get this record and another one he's made, a couple more that he's made. So look him up. And all these artists that I'm doing in these later shows, that's sometimes the best way to go about getting what they have is to go to their websites. So MickeyClark.com, I guess it is. You can find it. I'm sure you can. You're much better at this than I am. Meanwhile, back in Ireland, back across the sea I went in the fall of 2008, and a great old friend of mine, a barrister who plays the piano, Chris Meehan. I've known Chris for probably 20, 25 years since I started going to Ireland a long time ago with John Prine and other people. And he's had a band all these years called The Rednecks, Chris Meehan and The Rednecks. And they're very popular, especially out on the west coast of Ireland where we were. And so Chris got in touch with me, and he was ready to make another album, and we were going to do it in Dublin. So, and you know, this music, the American music has just gone everywhere, and people love it. And here's the famous Bob Wills number, Bubbles in My Beer.
Bar alone I'm sitting, apart from the laughter and cheer. The scenes from the past rise before me while watching the bubbles in my beer. A vision of someone who loved me brings a long silent tear to my eye. I know that my life's been a failure while watching the bubbles in my beer. Travel, a road paved with heartaches and tears. I'm seeing the past that I wasted while watching the bubbles in my beer. I picture the heart that I've broken and the golden chances that have passed me by. The dreams I once made are now empty as the bubbles in my beer.
Could be in Kane's Ballroom in Oklahoma City, but we weren't. We were in Dublin's Fair City, and with Chris Meehan and his redneck friends. The album is called Dancing in the Kitchen, and that certainly qualifies. That song is designed for dancing. And here's another one. One of the great singers in this band is Bobby Kelly from Sligo, Ireland. And this is an old Jerry Lee ballad. And I love Jerry Lee's ballads just about better than anything else he does, because he can really do them. And Bobby Kelly does a really good version of To Make Love Sweeter for You.
Well, I'd like to send an orchid at the start of every day, for flowers show more beauty than words could ever say. You've done so much for my world, till all I want to do is try my best in every way to make love sweeter for you. A thousand special compliments I'd pay to you each day. Your ears would never tire of the sweet things I would say. You never would be lonely, honey, you never would. Cause my one aim in life would be to make love sweeter for you. You've given me the faith it took to make my dreams come true. That's why I want to live and breathe my every breath. Cleared the wind my life. And now that I see through, I'll do my best in every way to make love sweeter for you. I'll do my best in every way to make love sweeter for you.
There you have it, Bobby Kelly, Chris Meehan on the keyboards, Chris Meehan and his redneck friends, to make love sweeter for you. And I got to mention the steel playing of Percy Robinson, one of my favorite steel players. Been over many times to Ireland to play with Percy over the years, and it's always a pleasure. He can really do it. Let's see now, we're just about coming down to the end here. As I said, this is Chris Meehan and his redneck friends. This came out on a label in Ireland called Roundstone Records. And once again, go looking on the internet for it. It's called Dancing in the Kitchen. And we're going to go out here on a great Rodney Crowell song that Bobby kills. Ain't Living Long Like This.
Drove a stock or two and nearly dead. All I can remember was a drunk man's bed. I ain't living long like this. I can't live at all like this. And I beg you, you know the story how the wheel goes round. Don't let him take it to the man downtown. I can't sleep at all in the jailhouse, baby.
There we go, friends. Another hour's come and gone. Chris Meehan and his redneck friends, Bobby Kelly there with Rodney Crowell's Ain't Living Long Like This. Well, I am living long like this, and I'm in it for the long run. I'll just let you know that. Thanks to Royalton Community Radio for making all of this possible. Thanks to you for listening and coming back every time. So until the next time, this is Jim Rooney. Thanks for everything.
I love her angel, she's a roadhouse queen. My Texas Ruby.